4VWA. Mobile.
K4VWA, K4CBA, mobile.
Hey, Bubba, where you at mobiling around at?
Doctor's appointment, 1:15.
Uh-huh. Always a ton of fun going to the doctor. Fortunately, I've been doing pretty good. I haven't been to a doctor since February.
I'm happy for you. I'm not really looking forward to this one, but I can't go into any detail on the air. So, or let's just say I elect not to say anything about it on the air.
Not to say anything about anything like that on the air. But I tell you what, I finally got clear of all those doctors after all that stuff I had going. I take an aspirin a day and a one-a-day multivitamin for seniors. And, sheesh, I've been doing pretty good, thank goodness.
Well, you may be doing good, but I don't know about the pretty part.
You're just jealous, because when you look up handsome, you see my picture in the dictionary.
I tell my grandson, my 7-year-old grandson, I'll say, you want to see a monkey? I say, just look right there. He'll look in the mirror. He'll say, Papa David. Oh, man. I miss that boy. All right, well, I'm between the lines, so I'm going to bail out on you here. So I'm going to leave you with it. K4VWA, KB4CBA, clear up your final.
Yeah, man, just be careful out there, and I'll talk to you again soon. And I'll for sure be in touch by about tomorrow sometime about this get-together, so... KB4CBA, 73, KN4VWA, clear.
KN4VWA, N4WRO.
4WRO, KN4VWA, what's going on, big guy?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What are you doing, riding around?
No, I had to work this morning, and it was a combination of tightening up a screw that took about 3 minutes, and then... straightening out a ID10T error on a computer. And I had lunch with a buddy of mine. And you need to come on and go up with me, brother. I am going to pressure wash my house today. Oh, come on. Give me more than 2 seconds to do consideration now.
Okay. 1 second. No.
Feeling that might be the response. And now you know why I'm doing the speed limit going home.
Yeah, we're out there early this morning, about 7:30, finishing painting the shed, and we finally got it done. Now I'm just chilling out, running some FT8 and a little DMR, and talking to you.
Now that sounds like fun. Inside in the hair conditioning and staying cool and having fun. Now that's where I wish I was. But nevertheless, matter of fact, this past weekend my wife has been working 4 days a week instead of 5. And I am semi-retired, and I'll tell you what, I'm fixing to go back to work full time just so that I can come up and take a breather.
I tell you what, I retired about 2.5 years ago, and in between now and then, well, actually, it only took about a year, year and a half, I lost about 28 pounds.
Well, that's good, because I found it. I'm on a diet right now. I'm trying to lose Let's see, I've lost 12 pounds over the past 14 days, and let's see, I got another 20 to 25 to lose. I'm 6'4", and I had gotten up to 262. I got to get it back down to about 225.
I'm down to 191. I was at about 225, and I'm just right at 6 foot. I'm back to my old Air Force fighting weight. I haven't seen that in many years. But, you know, I was an IT manager, and all I did was sit on my butt, drink coffee, and holler at people.
You know all about an ID-10T here, then, don't you?
Yeah, we had plenty of them.
Love it. We love it. Makes the world go round. Well, so how are you doing towards the extra now?
When I get a chance, I'm still shooting for July. We'll see how that all works out. I tell you what, this stupid virus thing don't slow down. I mean, Greenville's a hot spot, and it's just getting worse and worse every day. It's crazy.
I don't go to Greenville, period. Right now, they just ain't got nothing over there that I want. And Spartanburg's having a slight increase, but not like Greenville. Golly gracious. Man. But now, hey, my granddaughter's coming up, and I got to pick her up in Jacksonville, Florida on the 15th. And that's right before the test on Saturday. So I don't know how the timing's going to work out. I'm going to try to get in there. If I'm back in town, I'm going to take the test. But I don't know how it's going to work out as far as timing. Did you tell me that you're taking practice tests?
I'm using the ones on eham.com. I think they got the new ones out there. I was messing around with the old one, and I just skipped the questions that I didn't see before. But EHAM has got them out there, and, you know, it keeps track of what you're doing, what you missed, and what you need to study.
Okay, EHAM.com. I'll go over to that one. All right. I don't think the site that I use for my technician in general has updated that extra test yet. So, either that or they're probably just going to post it out on July 1st, so I'm hoping they're going to have it up. But anyhow, trying to get there.
Yeah, it's still 2016 to 2020. They haven't updated it yet.
Has not updated?
EHAM.
Updated yet, okay. Well, I wonder if ARRL has updated theirs.
Don't know.
But you're my mentor. You're my guide. You're my Svengoolie as far as getting these tests and this stuff done, boss.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What flavor of Kool-Aid you been drinking?
Take it for me, W.A. Yeah, I tell you what. I'm hoping that if I find out that site that I had been using, it's a car find, and I'll go back and look at it because I just got it marked in my favorites and can't remember the call sign. If they've got theirs updated, I'll be sure to send that to you on the email.
Okay, that'll work. In for WRO Friday.
Normally, I'd be fuming trying to get these people that are running 5 mile an hour under the speed limit up this road here going towards Edmond. I don't know why. I'm just taking my time behind them today.
Because it's called a pressure washer.
Listen, now, you be careful here. It is related to that four-letter word that I'm not going to repeat on the air. It begins with W and ends in K.
Letters are O and an R.
Easy now. We're on the borderline there. Just how quiet the repeater's been here in the last month or so?
Nothing more than normal. But, like I said, you know, I don't monitor it. I'm only a little, a couple hours a day out here in the afternoons, because I'm normally busy in the morning doing something while it's still cool out there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, let me tell you what I did over the weekend, or rather, what my wife had me do over the weekend.
Sounds disastrous.
My wife is originally from Inman area, and I'm a Eastern Kentucky coal country kind of boy, and she wanted chickens. Well, that was last year. Well, I told her, no. And somehow or another, my granddaughter, who will be 4 in September, somebody showed her some chicks. And between the two of them, I finished the chicken Hilton Sunday evening. I have 6 hens that are about 8 weeks old, and one rooster that's about 8 weeks old. And I finished that coop last night. Buddy, let me tell you what. It got miserable out there yesterday evening.
Did you catch any of that storm?
Man, I lucked out. I lucked out big time. We had a microburst come through on Saturday night, and trees down all over the place. Within about 1,500 feet of my house, it took one oak tree down. I guarantee you it was 8 feet around, and multiple trees and on houses and stuff like that, and 1,300 people without power. But somehow or another, we didn't get any serious damage, and we didn't lose our power. So, yeah, it was... Have you ever heard the term whiteout?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'll tell you what, they can let it blow over here. I got smart years ago, and I always put a 22 kW standby generator on the whole house.
I've got one 9 kW, and I've got another 8 kW. And, anyhow, between the two of them, I generally keep enough fuel around where I can keep it going.
Well, this one runs off natural gas and Generac. And I tell you what, it's come in handy a few times. And I got a little, I think it's a 3.5 or a 4 kW, a little gas unit that I have as a backup for the camper. You know, if we go out to an area that don't have power and we dry camp or whatever, we just use that one.
Hey, aren't them things handy? I got one, too. It's a 3,500 peak, and I think it's 2,500 continuous. It gives just a good, solid 20-amp service. And I can pick it up and walk off with it, and it's just handy.
I picked this one up. It's on wheels, so I can push it, but I can't pick it up by myself, I know that. Especially if it's got a full load of fuel on it.
Yeah, that does make a big difference. Yeah. Matter of fact, the chicken coop is about 30 yards from the house. I've got about 8 acres up here, and the chicken coop's about 30 yards from the house. And tried to run an extension cord down there to run my generator or run my air compressor for my air hammer and my nail gun, and that was just too far. It wouldn't run the compressor, so I had to get one of my generators. So I just throw it up on the pallet, haul the generator and the compressor on the pallet with my John Deere.
Yeah, that way you can just move it around wherever you need it out there in the yard, because you got, what, 7 acres, something like that, if I remember right?
8 acres. Yep. Matter of fact, it's kind of nice, huh? I can go out on my front porch in my birthday suit, and nobody will know or care, because the house sits 1,600 feet back off the road. Mental eraser out. I know that's not a picture you want to hold in your head.
No, I was just giving the repeater a breaker bin in case somebody else needed to jump in. But yeah, that's probably a sight you can't unsee.
Lovely, lovely. Even out here in the country, you get your nitwits. There's well, not a girl, but probably 30 years old, jogging up the middle of Holly Springs Road in a swimsuit. Well, almost a swimsuit.
I've seen a few of those.
Jogging up the middle of a jogging up my lane of a two-lane road out in the middle of the country. I know there's not much traffic out here, but she had earphones on, and I know she didn't hear me coming up, and I'm in a 2500 diesel. That's one of those,
the Duramax like me, you can sneak up on them, because it's quiet.
Son, what year of Duramax you got?
07.
Now that's a fine, fine rig. How many miles you got on it?
160.
That ain't nothing. I had an 09 that I put 370 on, and then I had a 12 that I put another, I think it was 260 on it, and then I went to a Chevy Suburban. Worst mistake I ever made. I put 160 on it, and I went to look at the Duramaxes. Man, you don't find one of those new, and do you know what a new Duramax is running?
Yeah, it will cost you your firstborn, your secondborn, and all their grandkids.
I have the first and second. I'll keep my grandkids.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. I don't think you can get one under 50K.
Hey, not an LTZ, but just a nicely appointed LT or an LTS is $60,000, and you are going to do well to buy it for right around 55.
I'm going to keep the one I got. I mean, it's the only maintenance I had to do on that thing. I had a wheel bearing and a hub go bad in it, but evidently that's a known issue with them. But that was right around 80,000 miles, and other than that, I mean, it purrs like a kitten. Just do routine maintenance on it.
Okay, upwards just right around 250, you may have to do some glow plugs. Okay? Other than that, those things, they just go. But let me tell you what it does. I got tired of that Suburban. I mean, it was a great vehicle. Never gave me an ounce of problem, but it was gas, and I couldn't really pull what I wanted to pull with it. So I decided to go back to a diesel. Well, I went to look at the Chevy Duramaxes. I about went into cardiac arrest. So anyhow, I went over to the Dodge place, and I'd been watching this 2500 Dodge diesel, and the only reason I'd consider Dodge is because it's got a Cummins engine in it. And anyhow, the list price on it was, and it was I bought it in October, it was a leftover, so it was a 2019, and Bo, let me tell you what, it's $58,900 list price. I couldn't turn it down. They let me have this truck for $41,900.
4WRO Friday. Yeah, I tell you, if I did consider maybe replacing this one I got, I would definitely give the Ram a hard look. They've come a long ways.
Well, you can't beat that Cummins engine, and they had problems with transmissions before, but now, from what I understand, they've got this transmission worked out to where it's solid now, and I like it so far. But in the meantime, certainly don't even bother with the Ford. Man, those things, if it says 6 liter, 6 point anything, run the other way.
Consider a Ford. What year Ram you got?
2019. It's got the 4 point axle, or 4 point rear end in it. And I'm going to tell you, that thing, you load it down, this thing's rated for 18,000 pounds.
Keep an eye on the fuel pump on that.
I ain't going to worry about it because it came with a 100,000-mile drivetrain warranty. And that includes all the brake systems and the fuel system.
Well, good, because the company I retired from makes the fuel pumps for that thing. And the newer ones, I think, has got what they call a CP4 fuel pump on it. They got a habit of fragging and sending little metal pieces all down the fuel rail.
Really? After how long?
Just whenever it decides to let loose. They may have got the problem fixed. Well, what happened was it was designed by German engineers, which you would think would be, hey, cool. But the problem is they designed it for European diesel. And American diesel is different.
Yeah, we have to throw all these stupid winter additives and every other additive into it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, they did have some problems with it for a while, but they may have got it situated.
So, yeah. Well, like I said, I got a warranty on it up to 100,000. So, you know, anything that goes, their problem, not mine. Some bad news. I have destinated back here to the house, and the pressure washer's sitting out here looking at me saying, come on, Steve, let's get it done.
Hey, I just looked that up. That was a 2010 through 18 6.7-liter Cummins. So it looks like the 19's okay.
Huh, okay. Well, but you say the 18 still had that problem.
Yep. And it looks like they use that same fuel pump, that CP4 on the Ford 6.7. And there's a couple of lawsuits on that one.
Well, you talking about the fuel pump in the tank or up on the engine?
Not sure where the CP4 is at, but it's a Bosch pump.
So you must have worked for Bosch down in Anderson then.
I had three plants, Bosch, Anderson, Fountain Inn, and Greer.
Okay. Where'd they make these fuel pumps? Because I thought Anderson was electronic stuff.
Yeah, it was. I don't know where the fuel... I think the fuel pumps are coming in out of Germany. Unless they were made by AFCO, but AFCO shut down. They closed that down because Bosch was in partnership with AFCO for a while.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not getting any closer to getting this thing done, but at least there's a nice breeze blowing up here. So, I got to get at it. Hey, try to behave yourself. Now, I'm remembering your first name is Barry.
No, close. Bill. Both start with a B.
That's right. I'm sorry. If I find that site, I will definitely email you back on that thing, okay?
All right, sounds good, Steve. Have fun out there. Don't get too wet. And you and the family stay safe, buddy. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.
N4WRO. KN4VWA. I hope you had a good Father's Day, bud. Take it easy. KN4VWA clear.